Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. A few things to tell you about. First off, Evenson Angus 43rd sale is going to be in Lemon, South Dakota on Thursday, March 16th. 1 o'clock Mountain Time. They're having lunch at noon. There are 70 yearling Angus bulls, 50 fall bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 10 registered heifers. Go online for a full catalog. That's evensonangus.com. Thursday, March 16th at 1 o'clock at Lemon Livestock. That's Evenson Angus.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, again, will feature a $50,000 purse for the PRCA-matched bronc riding Sunday, May 21st, 32 cowboys against a great lineup of broncs. Paramutual wagering is also available. Complete schedule and tickets online, buckinghorsesale.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, Mike, they are the reliable source for all your agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Their focus is South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, but actually it applies nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what the ranchers read.
Brooks Chalky Butte Angus Sale is Saturday, April 1st at Bowman, North Dakota at the Bowman Auction Market. Sale starts at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, featuring 140 yearling registered Angus bulls and 400 commercial heifers. Cattle bred to perform on the ranch, in the feed yard, and on the plate. DVA Auction will broadcast the sale live 1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st at Bowman for Brooks Chalky Butte Angus.
And of course, we can't go without mentioning yesterday's Antiques. They're in downtown Spearfish, and if you want a shopping experience, you need to make it a point to go. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call ahead for an appointment.
Well, Kim, St. Patrick's Day is coming up just a week out now on the 17th, so just a little warning for everybody to get your green tie out or whatever you've got. A couple of things about St. Patrick's Day and some myths from Ireland. Fairies are the embodiment of something mystical and are strongly rooted in the Celtic folklore. They have the ability to take any form, but most often appear as humans. Their alluring charm draws humans in, but often brings them misfortune. Sounds an awful lot like a leprechaun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Finn McCool. Okay? I don't know if you recognize that name
No.
or not. Finn McCool was the son of Cum Hall, a leader of the Fianna. He famously and accidentally gained all the knowledge in the world. There was a magical salmon in the River Boyne that was said to hold all the knowledge of the earth, and Finn was to cook it for the chief poet, Finnegas. Finn burned his finger while cooking and instinctively put it in his mouth to cool the burn. As the small piece of burnt salmon entered his mouth, a light flashed, and Finn instantly knew all about the past, the present, and the future. That's Finn McCool, the myth of Ireland, one of the myths of Ireland.
There you go. Many Irish myths, aren't there?
More to come on
That's
The Good
right.
Stuff.
Okay, well, now, what do we talk about coming up this weekend?
Daylight savings
That's
time.
That's right. Well, throughout its long and actually fascinating history, now I never thought to think of it as fascinating, but daylight savings time has had a remarkable impact on a wide variety of unexpected areas, from Middle East terrorism to feuding twin cities, voter turnout to time change riots, radio stations to trick-or-treaters, and opera performances to manslaughter charges. Here's just one example. A man born just after 12 a.m. daylight savings time circumvented the Vietnam War draft by using a daylight saving time loophole. When drafted, he argued that standard time, not daylight savings time, was the official time for recording births in his state of Delaware in the year of his birth. Thus, under official standard time, he was actually born on the previous day, and that day had a much higher draft lottery number, allowing him to avoid the draft. Did you see that one coming?
Really? I did not.
Yeah, and here's another one. In September 99, the West Bank was on daylight savings time, while Israel had just switched back to standard time. West Bank terrorists prepared time bombs and smuggled them to their Israeli counterparts, who misunderstood the time of the bombs. As the bombs were being planted, they exploded 1 hour too early, killing 3 terrorists instead of the intended victims, 2 busloads of people.
Oops.
I know.
That makes me think of Jeff Dunham and Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, if you're familiar with ventriloquism.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you just don't know what can happen when you mess with Mother Nature.
All right, folks, you've been listening to The Good Stuff.